I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob, and I'm in studio with Randy Joppy, high atop the Citadel Tower.
Fire it up, baby. It's Saturday morning. We're grilling, and we're going to be cruising through a lot of information here in the next hour and a half.
We're excited about meat.
Meat is good. Speaking of meat, if you're just joining us, we've got a Name the Pig contest. We're going to do that out on Facebook today, as well as you can go on our website and submit your entry as well. But
Emily's if you're not a friend on Facebook, make sure you are this morning because Emily's monitoring that screen. What do you got, Em?
Yeah, we just got a Facebook friend. Tim suggested Scarlett O'Hama as a name.
Like that.
I think that's pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, Tim, thanks a lot. That's a great name. We'll consider that one, surely.
Mm-hmm. I still like Spider Pig, but I'm not into it that way.
Yeah.
So right now, we want to chat with the newest, hottest beer pub in West Michigan, Brewery Vivant. We've got Jason Spaulding, the owner, and his mighty chef, Drew, with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, and you guys, you came loaded. I mean, you've got the growler, and when we hear growling in the studio, we get pretty excited.
Well, you're a beer guy. You can't come without beer. That's for sure.
Well, hey, we appreciate that. So tell me a little bit about your beer. I see that you do a Belgium and a Northern France flavor. Tell me what's different about that.
Well, the types of beers we make are really interesting. They're more yeast-oriented, which if you're not a brewer, that's one of the main ingredients in beer, and it imparts a lot of flavor. And we actually bring in yeast from Belgium, France, to brew our beers with, and it makes it really special. It has a lot of subtleties that come out through the beer, and it just makes it a little bit different than what the norm might be. And it happens, most of the beers we make go really well together with food, and we brought one today that we're forcing you guys to sip here this morning that actually we thought would go good with any kind of barbecue or grilling type of food. It's called Sergeant Peppercorn.
It's tasty. Now, when you brew that, do you wear, like, the cloak and the monk garb, and do you chant?
We don't go quite that far, but...
I've heard, though, after people drink it, they sometimes speak in tongues.
I think that could happen, yes. That could happen.
Absolutely. It's very tasty.
Now, what are we tasting right here?
So, this is it's a Belgian-style pale ale, but we made it with green peppercorns, which gives it a real interesting... character, a little bit of a nose to it, and then it's got a little spicy finish. But
it's phenomenal.
Yeah, if you're grilling some food, if you're using pepper, this would be a perfect beer for that.
Now, if you're listening out there and you really like beer and you like trying new beers, you've got to check this out. This is Brewery Vivant. We're talking to Jason Spaulding, who's the owner. This is the Grilling Guys, and we're all about grilling, but we really like beer too. And this is world-class beer. Again, another Michigan brewer. Hats off to you. Cheers. This stuff is good.
So tell us where you're at. Where are you located?
We're in a real neat neighborhood called East Hills. We're on Cherry Street right between Diamond and Eastern. And we've got a real nice pub there. It's in an old historic funeral home. And,
really?
Our restaurant's...
People dying to get to your pub?
That's good. There is a rumor going around that our tables are built from old coffins.
Really?
But that's just a rumor. But it's kind of fun. It's kind of come around a little bit. But, yeah, the funeral home, it's actually been a daycare for the last 20 years. It's actually been
kind of still
vacant.
Is, isn't it? Yeah, the brewery's kind of a daycare
it's
for big
daddy
guys,
daycare.
That's
right?
True. Yeah.
He kind of sounds like George Bush, doesn't he? Can you say terrorist?
How about nuclear?
That's good. Yeah. You got another career waiting. You should put a stage in that place.
So, Jason, you've got some food down there, too, don't you? We got Drew with us here. Hey, Drew, what you cooking down there, man?
Cooking all kinds of good stuff, man. We're trying to do a little bit of a departure from the brew pub fare. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I love it. But we're just trying to do a little bit different. Jason, spent a lot of time in Europe after I got done with school and just kind of traveling around and eating some great food. And we're just trying to really encompass the heart of the Belgian and French countryside. So we have things. So we have a burger. We have a great hanger steak. Speaking of grilling, I mean, you know, amazing stuff. We also have a pork chop on the menu, but we also have rabbit rillette. We have pâté. Things
what was that? Rabbit
nature.
What?
Rillette. Rabbit rillette. It's called pot of meat in French. So it's just it's a charcuterie product. So, like, you know, on the same lines as sausage, but made with rabbit and pork belly and duck fat, salt, pepper, thyme. clarified butter and sea salt. So
Are you doing any grilling down there?
Tons of grilling, man. Tons of grilling. I love to grill.
So, what are you grilling?
We're grilling a hanger steak at the moment, as well as our burger. And I think as the springtime comes in, we'll be doing some more on that line as well. So
awesome. Now, Jason, are you constantly making different beers as you go through there? How many tap handles do you got down there with different flavors?
We got about 10 different beers on tap at the moment, and we'll have, any given time, you know, we've got three or four mainstay beers that you can kind of count on being there, but part of the fun of being a brewer is experimenting with new beers. So, you know, our goal is every time you come in there, we'll hope to have something kind of new and fresh, and, you know, it keeps our brewers entertained and excited about brewing too when they come up with new recipes.
I love the whole Belgian experience though, because what people in this country probably don't realize is that Belgium is such an important culinary place, planetary. I mean, in terms of all the countries of Europe, most of the best chefs come out of Belgium. And I'm not sure why that is, but it's overlooked all the time. France and Italy get all the credit for the great food, but the chefs, the world-class chefs, come from Belgium, and they're like masters of the spices and the culinary arts and the meats and sausages. Look at the yeast. I mean, the best beers are Belgian yeast, and some of the best beers in the world are Belgian. So I just think it's great that you guys are paying attention to that. It's overlooked, and people really enjoy it when they get a chance to try it.
Yeah, that's something that we picked up on, and I think we bring in a really unique spot to Grand Rapids. And when you walk into our place, it feels like you're in a European pub. We've got like 20-foot-long tables, kind of European-style seating. And
that was a tall guy if those are made out of coffins.
Yeah.
So do all your waitresses speak Flemish then?
If it gets late enough at night, maybe it sounds that way. No, I don't
exactly.
Know.
Now, they can find you on the web too, can't they, at breweryvivant.com?
Oh, that's right. And we also have a Facebook page and Twitter, all that
stuff.
Y'all
connect them out on Facebook.
Right.
So you have a big grand opening coming on St. Patty's Day?
We do St. Patrick's Day weekend. We're going to officially have our grand opening. We did kind of a pre-opening right around the holidays, and we've kind of got all the kinks worked out, and we're ready to kind of bring spring in. And grand opening is going to be the 18th and 19th.
Do you have some live music planned?
We're lining up a polka band to play, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And
slide the tables to the walls and bust out the polka.
That's
so
right.
So we're doing
awesome.
Like a Belgian Polish St. Patty's Day. That's good.
We're kind of going with the European
about
flair.
That.
You know, yeah. I think it'll be fun.
I'm sure it will be, because if you're drinking this beer that we're trying right here, it's going to be fun. And you have like at least five other blends that you're brewing.
Yeah, and
right
we're going to actually debut two or three new beers that day too. So we'll have something. Something for everyone when they come down. Not everyone likes all of our beers, but everyone at least likes one of our beers.
Now Jason, you've been brewing beer for how long?
I've been in the business for really like 12 plus years.
Okay, so you really have a deep... I mean, you know your brews, obviously, because this, the clarity and the crispness of this... I mean, I personally don't mind seeing some solids in my beer. This is crystal clear, and for those who are new to craft beers, this might be a little easier for them to handle because it's not cloudy. Some people, as you know, have a little bit of a problem with that, but this sparkles. This is like almost a brandy.
Yeah, and we have we do have some those cloudy beers too. We do quite a different type of variety, and I've got to give credit where it's due. Also, our head brewer is Jacob Durillo, and he's really been masterminding all these recipes and been doing a great job for us.
Excellent. Well, we thank you so much for coming down here.
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, we appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you guys. We'll keep an eye out for you at the pub.
Well, we're going to be out there at the Winter Beer Fest this afternoon. If any of you are listening, if you've got tickets, you probably already headed out there. But Fifth Third Ballpark, the Brewers Guild of Michigan, has this Winter Beer Fest. How many have they had now? Is this the fifth?
I think this is the fifth one, and yep. There's over 5,000 people will be there.
Amazing.
And,
how many brewers do you know? Doesn't matter, just you guys.
4,000.
I think about 60 brewers, but yeah, come find us, and we'll be there.
Right, and doing some sampling, and again, that's out of Fifth Third Park. We're gonna once we get done with the show, we're gonna head over there and see some of our sponsors.
That's
that,
right.
That we're working with, and have a little bit of fun. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, you might be able to scalp a ticket at the door.
So thanks, gentlemen.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jason and Drew from Brewery Vivant. And the latest, greatest place to get beer in West Michigan.
Yeah, check them out on the website, breweryvivant.com. You can find all about their brews and where they're located. Go check them out. It's a great little place.
And we do still have that Name the Pig contest going. So if you're a Facebook friend, if you're not a Facebook friend, today's a good day to hit us up on Facebook, because we are giving away from Alan Bob's, who sponsored us last weekend at the Dam to Dam. We have a really nice Eskimo auger, which it's a manual auger, but it's pretty sweet. Made over in Wisconsin. We've got a nice tackle box and a really nice ice fishing rod and reel combo, all courtesy of Alan Bob's. And if you give us a great name on Facebook this morning, you're going to get that whole set. You're going to be plugged in to Ice Fish. You can pick this up this week here at the studio, and you will be like instantly an ice fisherman or woman.
You know, and just so I put everybody at ease, there's a ton of ice left out there. I was fishing yesterday afternoon late, got out of work a little bit early and went out and dug a hole, and the little lake that I live by is still got about 9 inches of ice. So be careful, because when it warms up, you lose ice quick. But there's still a lot of time to enjoy that equipment if you help us out to Name the Pig.
Yeah, we just had another name suggestion on our Facebook page. Michael said Sir Oinks-a-Lot, but I think it's a girl, so we'd have to probably go with Madame Oinks-a-Lot.
Oh.
Yeah,
I like
is.
That better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Madame, Madame. That could be another contest.
No, that was last week.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's like Duran Duran. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're gonna go out to the Michigan Beer Festival for a few minutes. We're gonna talk to Diane Stamfler. She is the person that organizes so much around Michigan. She promotemichigan.org, I believe, is her website. But she's just a fervent promoter of Michigan businesses and one of the great friends of the Grilling Guys. We are also going to talk to Rob Russell.
Cowboy Rob.
Cowboy Rob has a great recipe coming up for us. We're going to actually delve into something that maybe, since it's spring, a lot of people are going to be heading to spring break. You might want to trim down. I'm trying to trim down because I got a wedding coming up. Maggie's home right now, my daughter. She's getting married in May. I can't fit into a tux. So,
Bob, they make them for full-figured guys.
I don't want to have to go get another one, okay?
Oh, okay.
So that's that thing going on. So we're going to talk about some low-carb barbecue sauce. And as
you
much
know,
barbecue sauce
important.
As I eat.
Yeah, that's not only important for the full-figured guys like you and me, but, you know, there's a lot of people that are interested in grilling healthy and not with the big, fatty hunks of meat like you and I like,
yeah.
But we're going to start as we move forward
actually
through the
pay
summer.
Attention.
Right, as we move forward into the spring and the summer, we're gonna open up a segment on the healthy grill, and we're going to start giving you guys recipes of things that maybe aren't just a big chunk of red meat, but still really tasty on the grill.
That's right. And we've got some cool appetizer ideas for you if you have a grill and you like doing some fancy stuff like Crappie Joppy here. He loves to put on his little apron and prance around the house with all kinds of cool things on the tray. It's kind of weird, but
yeah, it works out well.
Like it.
I mean, people like it. Once again, this whole thing is about having people over, creating that grill envy. You know, we've coined that phrase here, and we believe in it, that if you can put something on your grill, it comes off great, and your friends are over. That's a real cool thing to do that I take a lot of pride in.
It's cool, but I'm going to give you a little pointer here.
What's that?
Boots and an apron are not quite enough. You got to finish out the
ensemble. What, I got to put pants on under the apron?
It would help,
me?
Yeah, because
okay,
it's
yeah,
kind of shocking. When
right.
It's embarrassing. Well, anyway, we are the Grilling Guys. We're on Citadel every weekend, and we're going to be back in just a minute. It's 107.3 WBBL FM. Thank you.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.